deal with my efforts to be matzah. My brother Binyamin, so then I'll kill you just as I'll be able to kill Palestine. Hadin Yisrael is Amorafim. Hayish Lachem Ovioch. Anim Hadin, Yish Lachem Ovioch. And Yehuda thought that it wasn't Yosef, he thought it was an Egyptian prime minister. Anim Hadin, Yish Lachem Ovioch. Yelet Skutin Kotin Ben Biyomim. Yochit Meis. Yosef died. Vayivosa Uli Vado Yemi Vol Vayivit. ואתם עליו הדחו ירדו אליי ועושימו אינו פנים על הדינים ויוכל ענה לדי וסבי ולסוג ומייס ואתם עליו הדחו אם ירעי דחך מה קודם איתכם וסיסיפו מרשמן ויהי כל אם עליו דחו נעבי ונגד לדברי הדיני ואם עבינו שובו שירו לנו יעתיך פני מהר לנוכל רדס, אם נשכנו הכות מיתם, פיועד, לנוכל, לראיס, מריש, ורחינו הכות עונן המיתר. היים הרב דחובי אלינו, את מידעתם, כשניים יולדוליש, תירוכם. היה יצריח עוד מיתי, ואימא רחתו לתירוב, וריש סיבתיו. ולקחתם גם את זה מפונאי וקרוסי, וירדיתם מספוסי בראש אלו, ואתו גבל אבי חובי, ונער איננו איתנו, ונפשי שיר ונפשי. הוא יקרי, סיגן הנער במייס, וכדאו את החוץ, ושאז החובינו, וביוגים שלו. כי אב דחור אב שנה, מיובי, לימר, אם יאבנו אלכו, יחותו סי לא בפיום. So here, the basis for the concept of Arvus, not only Arvus. Money matters, let's say, if Reuven lends Shimon his 1,000 zuz to be paid in a year. And then Reuven says to Shimon, I can't do it unless you give me a surety. So Shimon finds Levi with a surety. And Levi promises to Reuven that if Shimon will not pay, because he has no assets, so he'll pay. So the one who is primarily liable is Shimon. But the one who is secondarily liable is Levi. So he's high as if Reuven had lent to Levi. But the same thing applies to Nefoshes. In other words, if Binyamin will not be returned by the Prime Minister of Egypt, so then he'll be responsible. What if he'll be responsible? In other words, he'll be responsible before God and before Yaakov Avin. In other words, and if he doesn't get him back without Mesiras Nefesh, so then he'll be considered as a Kedem Nefesh, as a kidnapper. So that's more important. כיכל אל אבי ונען אל איתי ונעבור אשים צוס אבי אס אבי. So that is not because of Arvus, but because of the misfortune that Machat Shalom overtake Yaakov Avinu without Arvus. ויוכל יסף ויסף וכל הנצורים הלו ויקרו ויצאו כל איש מולאי ומדיש איתי כצפר היסף לחם. ויית נסקל בפרי ואיש ממצרים ואיש המספרת. ואיים ואיש ברחוב, אני אעשה, so dramatic, היית ובכל, ויוכלו רחוב, ואנסי שאי, כי נבלו נפלו. ואיים ואיש ברחוב, שונו עליי, ואיגושו, ואיים ואני אעשה, אחיכם, שמחרתם, ואיש משום, ונבא אגור ודפרשי, אישי קירס, ועתו אל תרוצרו, ואיך בניכם. מחלת מייסי הינו כלים יחיו שלוחני הלכים ותניחת כי זה שנושאי מרום וכעבור את שבית חמיש שונים אשר נחור איש וקוצר שלוחני הלכים ותניחם לא שום לכם שלבור את ולהכיס לכם ותגדירו ואת תולו יעתם שלחת מייסי כי הלכים ועצמנו לא נתארי ולא נוכל בייסי Mishav Halat Tzai, Mao Vala Lovi, Amat Milov Kei, Amabim Chayesev, Samani Alekim, Lodei Lecham Tzai, Kidon Oilai, Valtamit, don't hesitate, Yoshavto Beres Geshen, Yisukoi Vilai, Ata Onecho, Nilonecho, Yitzincho, Ufkocho, Halat Lecho, הקלתי שושון כיתכון ראשונים רוב פנטיבוריש ולכמה פבריש עטו וישכו השלוח והנה נלכם רייס ואין יורכם יום כי פי המדבר לכם והגלתו לובי אסקופרידים מצחיים וסקוע של איסם ומהרתם והרדתם אסור לי I wish we had the tape, you know, a video tape of the conversation. It would be so wonderful to watch. Vayipel al tzavim yomim ochi vayev umech yomim boch al tzavov vaynashik cholecho vayev kalein vachakein tibu echo viti vakein li shom shparalim eil bo achi yisei vayita vayivare uvein yavoro vayim apar yisei emeir lachecho vayvizei sasu תנו הסביריכם, ורוחו בירצלבט, וקחו הסביריכם, וסביריכם, ובואי אליי, ולכם, אסתו בארץ מצרים, וסביב אורץ. In the world literature, there is no, I mean, even a thousand times less description. ואתו ציבושו, זו יששו, קחו לכם ארץ מצרים, הקורא שלטפכם, נשיכם, I mean, Yosef HaTzadik was the real homo ethicus that the great American political scientist says that there are four types and the four types incidentally but not accidentally correspond to the four highest in the Ma'aseh Merkabah. In the Ma'aseh Merkabah we are told by Yechezkel HaNavi, one was a sheir, one was an aryeh, one was an eagle, and one was another. The aryeh, the sheir, represents the homo economicus, because in ancient times, agriculture was the main source of income. Before industry developed, the homo, that is a sheir. The aryeh represents the political type, because the aryeh is the melech kol hachayis, and the eagle represents the homo scientificus, because the eagle runs up into outer space like the astronauts who can fly above the clouds, and they don't drop. The law of gravity, of gravitation, does not apply to them, because the law of gravitation applies only to the inner space of the earth, but above the earth it doesn't apply. And the Odom represents the homo ethicus. Now, let's compare all the presidents. President Clinton is primarily a homo politicus, a shrewd politician, chutzpah, because Yasser Arafat, I watched the news last night in Chicago, so Yasser Arafat was joined by Peres, Shimon Peres, and accused the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is not keeping his word. He keeps his word. But Yasser Arafat, I'm about Benjamin Netanyahu, promised to withdraw the Israeli army in the midst of the terror. So Benjamin Netanyahu had the courage, who is a ben of the God. So he has the Likud Yehudis in his heart. So he said, on the contrary, I keep my words. But Yasser Arafat, the head of the so-called, I mean, He formulated it in such courageous terms. You can be proud of him. Does not keep his word. He didn't even attempt to abandon his pledge of destroying the state of Israel. He thinks, I was appointed by the Israeli people to liquidate the state of Israel. God forbid. I was appointed by the Israeli people to build up the settlements, the Negev, and so, which has been a desert for so many centuries, and the Arabs lived like in the ancient times with the donkey and the camel. So the survivors of the Holocaust and their children and their grandchildren build it up not only for the benefit of the Jews, but even for the benefit of the Palestinians. And he has the chutzpah to accuse me. I'm not accepting it. And President Clinton, the shrewd politician, who knows very well, more than anybody else, that without the Jewish vote, he wouldn't have been elected. Would he have been elected by the black vote or by the Republican vote? Only because of the Jewish vote. But he knows he doesn't need Jewish support now. The chutzpah need. So he said that Yasser Arafat's statements are very relaxing. However, the statements of Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, are very distressing, lest the peace process will be stalled. Who knows for what a time. So what is it? Primarily, he is a homo politicus. He's a little bit of the homo economicus, because he wants to promote the economy. But he's not. And he's a little bit of a homo scientificus. He wants to promote science so that American astronauts will be superior to the Russian astronauts, who at the beginning, in Nixon's administration, were much superior to American astronauts. But he's not a bit, not even a bashful, not even one of Shishin, all the homo ethicals. So there's the situation today. Vayim apar yisei, emir lachechol zois, tan res bilchem, ukhu voyatma, ukhu es avichem, espotechem, uvoyeloi, ואתם לכם לסובר את מצרים ויחו לסחיל ובורת ואת תצווי שואל זאת עשו קרו לכם את מצרים הגול של תפכם ונשאיכם ונסוצם את אביכם ובותם ואין חמל תוכס על פליכם כתוב כלת מצרים לכם ויעשו לכם מישראל וייתם מישפה קוליס ופיפרי וייתם הר תגר הדרה, וכו נוסן לאיש חליפי שמאלית, וביומי נוסן שליש מיש כסף. So much more, וחומש חליפי שמאלית, דשבותים are not jealous of יסף anymore. ולוב אפשר להרבי כדי שעשור חמרים, מייסים את המצרים, ושעשי מייס, מייסיס בור, ולחם, ומוזי, ואובי ודרך. וישלח הסחור, וילכו, וימה עליהם, אל תרגיזו בדרך. Don't discuss any halachic question, because you won't be able to concentrate on driving, even in those days, where you didn't have taxis. וילכו ממצרים, וילבי להשמם, אל יעקב אביה. וייקו דולי למר, איתי איסף חי, וחומשי לוחלת משחי. Perfectly big, him and him. Why didn't he believe him? Why? He knew that his son Samach had come. Like that boy, love is called Yisef. Asher Diber Aleim, Vayag Sakolis, Asher Shlach Yisef, Losi Yisef, Atechi, Vach Yaakov Avin. Vayim Ayusol Ravoi, Tiyoy Yisef Nichoi, Eilcho, Ve'atenu B'Terem Alusim. So Rashi explained that in the Nehemiah Medrash, because when Yosef parted from Yaakov Avinu, he was engaged in learning the parasha of Aglarufin, What does the parish? Can I have a small glass? Say
no.
Say that. Don't bend. Oh.
Member?
Member of. I'm a day some neighbor. Commissioner. Leave to go, nay, Zikni Yerushalayim, the whole Cholayim, Zikni is here. That was the Zikni Yerushalayim. Five members of the Beznagolu from Yerushalayim, from the Shizakotis, were commanded to measure the distance from the place where the Nirzach, the victim, was found. Zikni Yerushalayim, maybe in the Glasbocca. Ushkabel, in a moon piece, Meridian, Esau, Nachalisa. Where's Nachalisa mean? It doesn't mean a river, it means a valley. That was never plowed. Esau, Timashmoy, Koshi, Afopi, Shainon, Esau, Koshi. The air of Esau, we coup it to the next Macharel. When came out for Shalegro, the Indian, Jordan, Russia, Fragmase, the name of the world, if you are tied also, she sit in the bed and she fell on me. What is it in bed? Murders has to show him. Yet to be Sadikin, and she emes and everything. Hello, Shalim Baldadenu, Patano is Sibuli Mosin, Reinu, Vinigu, Vakianim. In him, Capelam, who is so much for this, of Titan, the Noki, the Caravan, who is so, the Sikhan Lima, the Hapel Adam, Elo, Hakidesh, the Sosom, the Nibuye, announces him the good tidings, inside the Ashu, Kabkoho, Adom, Saplan. In Yerushalm, in Sete, there is Machlekes, the Tuamoy. One Amira says that the reason is why the Zik Neoido have to bring the Glaufe to the closest city where he was found is because of the Ritzeach, because more likelihood the Ritzeach came from the closest city. As Gemara Basra explains it, we have been an organ, because if it's not Yishevet Ben Horim, so Rovi Korev, Heilchim Acharov, but if it is in a place between Horim, and there is no possibility to pass through it, so then, probably no possibility, so the Ritzeach came, because the Ritzeach is the primary culprit. Another Amir in Yerushalmi superficially appears is Chilekani, and he says that the real culprit is not the murderer, but the place where the Nirzach was found, because the real culprits are not the murderer. The murderer, you know, grew up as a result of the jungle that existed in the state without any supervision, without any guidance by parents, by teachers, by social workers. I watched on TV last night. I couldn't fall asleep. That a certain woman was watching a ball game, and she had a 10-year-old boy. She looked white. She could have been even Jewish. I don't know what she is. Not black, not Puerto Rican. She could have been Jewish. Unfortunately, Vaisavu, Bakolin, Vayudmasem, Kim Sikonin Shivem, Loyasisem, Kim Kulkolin Shivem, Asisem. So Shabbat, and a 10-year-old boy was a child, he made noise, so she threw him down on the floor. He received a brain concussion. He was taken in ambulance to the hospital. And in 2 hours he died, and all the doctors tried to do their utmost, but they couldn't tell. So who is the male culprit? Not the murderer. The murderer, it's not really his fault. He was raised like wild grass, without supervision, by parents. Parents are only interested in watching ball games. And fathers are only interested that when they come back from work, to drink and to eat and to lead and allow themselves to be swayed by their appetites for drug addiction, for food, for gender addiction and everything. But the main culprit is the state, the president, the prime minister, the parliament on the American system, the House of Representatives, or the Senate. They are the main culprits. So, because they don't take measures to reduce the jungle to a minimum. And both are true. Both are true. Now, what does the parsha of Rahufa teach us? These two lessons, that both are the primary culprits. The murderer, the Ritzeach, and the Nirzach. And the Nirzach is less of a culprit than the Ritzeach, because the Ritzeach Nevach was not given a real opportunity. But the state, the prime minister, the social workers, so they had an opportunity. They studied, and how did they treat the patients? On the basis of a computer, even in the old days, on the basis of statistics. You know, George Bernard Shaw was a very humorous writer, so he says there are three kinds of lies: ordinary lies, and big lies, and statistical lies. You know, in Chicago, we had a doctor, Bob Mendelsohn. He was a Shema Mitzvah. So he was the president of a very important hospital in Chicago. He was an observing Jew, and he was very close to me. Then, on the television, he criticized doctors, because doctors are responsible for many unnecessary deaths. For example, if a child is born, he's a bridge baby. So the only way to deliver him so that he should not come out retarded and physically handicapped is to make a cesarean. And they don't do it. Why don't they do it? Because many times it happens that the woman who is giving birth is in the middle of the night. They are too lazy, you know, to wake up. So they say it's not necessary. So they are at fault. So he did it every day until he was fired. And he was a pediatrician. And he had to work very hard. Then he became sick. And I went to visit him. He refused to take medication. You know, it's mishugas. So I pleaded him together with Dr. Sheldon Soap, who was Gatzmiche from Rabbi Yaakov Kudam in Hova Sholem, and his son-in-law came and also pleaded and refused. What could he do? Then he died. So there's the lesson that is taught by the parsha. Now, at the beginning, the Torah tells us that Yaakov didn't believe them. But when he saw the Agoles, so he starts to believe them. Why? Because when Yaakov said, Vayofet, Libei, he didn't mean that physically it doesn't exist. But he thought that spiritually, morally, is not the same. After all, his own brothers who grew up together with him, so he betrayed. And who was Mikarafim? Dafke, the Egyptian, pagan, a king, emperor, Pharaoh. So what do they have against him? What do they have against him? He's a big liberal. much more liberal than President Clinton. But when he saw that Joseph sent a Goles, he said, no, it's the same Joseph that is living, not the pagan Joseph, but the same moral and spiritual whom he taught all the Torah that Yaakov Avinu learned in Mishpatos Shel Shem Ve'Imach. All right. Now, they said Yehuda, a beginning, was not his son. When he saw his daughter-in-law, Tamar, he didn't know it was Tamar. He thought she was a geisha, a prostitute. Achman was fine. Is that nice? True, Kedem Atentora, the Rambam says, a Beneach was not Mitzuba and a geisha. But that's repugnant to natural law, because just as they are physical laws in nature, so there are natural laws in nature. In the human being, which are embedded in the conscience of every human being, Jew, non-Jew, even pagan, and it's misfisichlis, vorim, shil, nichtevu, the Gemara says, you may, really, because he had no regard for that. He acted like an immodest person. All right, it's not osa, misad tzivu, but it's osa, misad achivus alvavis. The achivus alvavis says is the basis for all the achivus involved, and that there is hakro also says mispirush hakumesh that the achivus alvavis are to serve as the general principles from which all other mitzvahs emanate. He didn't have regard for it. But when the Rambam says, Yishmin Prokim, that there are two types of ideal characters. One is the Meisha Baruch. Meisha Baruch is the one who is motivated from birth towards violence, towards bloodshed, but he realizes that he, in order to be a human being, he cannot, God forbid, allow himself to be swayed by his animal instincts and be an animal. But he has to suppress his animal instincts and act like a human being, like a homo ethicus. So he didn't do that. But at the time when he said, Sotko Yimeni, then he did tshuva. And he couldn't become a Chosid Amur. That's against his nature. How can he become? But he became a Meisha Baruch. And because of that, Yehuda was Zeche to be the ancestor of the Shevet of Malchus. Now, Yosef was not Zeche to that. Because a melech, an emperor, or a president, or a prime minister, has to understand that sometimes he has to act strictly. And mitahud mitzadik, always of rachmim, then the community will turn into a jungle. So he became a real vulture. And this was the beginning. And then he kept on progressing. So that represents the collective of a nation, not as an individual, Now, every individual human being, as Rakiva says, in Pirkei Avos, in the ethics of our fathers, that Chavi v'Odom shenivro b'tzelem Elokim. Tzvi Yontef says that the right Yossi is Odom, not Odom. Because Odom, the Gemara says, that Anochi manat mitar be'er. Shenemar Odom ki yomot be'er. Atem koyim Odom. Ve'inochi koyim Odom. So, at one time that there is soil, the bitch of our Roshaner, together with Samachedek, Shneer Zalman, so were called by the Minister of Interior. By Minister of Interior. And the Minister of Interior said, I don't understand. Your Talmud considers the Gentiles as the midway between the gorilla and the human being. Is that nice? So he said, why do you say that? So he said, every day they say, Shloshani Goy. That nice to be proud that they weren't born Gentiles, only Jews. That's cheap, vulgar, dirty, filthy, and foul chauvinism. And then the other kashi is, you say, Atem Koyim Odom, and you say, Ilom Koyim Odom. So is that nice to consider non-Jews as subhuman, as the mid-stage between the gorilla and the human being? This is the cheapest and dirtiest and filthiest and foulest chauvinism that I ever heard of. So he said, do you know, Rabbi Tzalev Alojna said, that right after the Baruch of the Sani Goy, we say, Shalosani Ishu, do you think that we consider our wives as the subhumans? He said, oh no, Rabbi Shapiro, his name was Shapiro. I wish that the Russian peasants had been like the Jews to treat their wives like queens, and the wives treat their husbands like kings. So he said, so why, Rabino Shapiro, so why do we say that? So he said, so Rabitzel answered, because a man was commanded, and all Mrs. Lisa say, negative commandments, and Mrs. I say, Kumba say, commandments, and going, and then he shows on Mitsuve, and Lisa says, Nanese, show as man come, it is contingent, it is not contingent as man, but the apoter of essays that are contingent upon man. Why? Because a man is usually disposed towards excess, has an excess vanity, and because of that is disposed from birth towards a lot of energy, towards violence and chutzpah and bloodshed and anger. But a woman, on the contrary, is disposed naturally towards compassion. In Russian Kiddush, in Hebrew language, what's the name of for uterus? Rechem. What's the origin, the root of Rechem, the uterus? Because a mother is naturally inclined and disposed towards Rachmonis. And in order to become cruel, like Asaya Malko, or like Isabel the Marshas, we call her Marshas, not Rosh. How is it that we can barely call Rosh? And a wicked woman like Isabel and Asayo, Amalko, we call Marshas, because a woman has to suppress her real nature. A man does not have to suppress, he only has to act natural. To act natural. Right. Now, Ha'id v'ar Hashem elai le'meir, v'yata ben Adam, kach lo reis ha'chor, v'okseh v'olof li'yudo, v'yusroel ha'ver. V'lo kach reis ha'chor, v'okseh v'olof, v'yesei, v'yisefrayim, v'chavere. Kobi Yisroel ha'ver. Why ha'vere? Because the collective is like one person. One person, like one individual, like husband and wife, Baal ishti ki gufei and Baal ki ishti. Bekasha yehim uwe lecho. Me amucho leimeir halisagit lanu umeir aloch. Daber aleim kirim ad Hashem halakim. In an yulikeach asis yisei shidafayim b'shuti Yisrael b'chaviro nosati yisof olo zihudo v'asisem v'isecho odbo yechod yod v'oy uwe yitzartim aleim od kol neim. ודבר עליהם כבר השם מלכים, הנה נלקח לישראל מן הגויים, אשר אורכו שום, וקיבץ לישום, וסוביב, וביסי ישום לאדמוס, ועושי ישר ישום, ויחוד באורס, וישראל, ולחכות, ולכולום, ומלך ליה. So Yosef is represented the concept of חוביב אודום, שני במצלקים, איזה יוחי. As a Yochid, there is no distinction between a Goy, a Gentile, and a Jew. So everybody is considered to be a very dignified being who is a homo ethicus and a homo intellectus and so superior to all the other animals. Animals, so what kind of intelligence they are capable of? Just like you watch on television, and perjury. So first you watch elevated knowledge in geography, in science, in history, in astronomy, in mathematics. That requires geniuses. But the crossword puzzle is something that even a mouse can do that, you know. When a mouse is trapped, so psychology discovered that he discovers all kinds of ways how to escape from the trap. It's a positive thing, crossword puzzle. Children can do it. So Yosef HaTzadik represented the concept of the human being as an individual. So as far as the concept of man was endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights among which are to live and equality and pursuit of happiness. Now, there is an essential distinction between the motto of the French Revolution, which took place in 1779, and the motto of the American Revolution that took place in 1776. So it is what that's all now. 79 or 89? 79. So 3 years before. Their motto was that man was endowed by his creator with certain rights to live. That's the first right. You can't speak of equality. What kind of equality? If a person is not guaranteed, even the biggest criminal who is accused of premeditated murder, so has to be given by the state with a good advocate or defendant. You know, sometimes the defendant who is accused of premeditated murder so started to drive the car when the sun was shining, and all of a sudden, out of the blue sky, it came a storm and a hurricane, and he bumped against the tree and killed the person. Is he at fault? If he had started to drive when it's already stormy and rainy like today, you could understand. But he started to drive at 12 noon when the sun was shining and the temperature was 70 degrees. He's not his fault. So he has to be granted, given an advocate. the defense lawyer. And so Yosef HaTzadik represented the character of the human being as an individual. So in that capacity, there is no distinction whatsoever between a Jew and a Gentile. And Yud, on the other hand, was destined to be the ancestor of Malchus, a Melech, a Prime Minister, a President, has to be strict, otherwise the whole community will turn into a jungle. I think that's all. So you got my any questions? Yes.
How do our souls?
You understand that? You can see the shock. I also see.
How do our souls affect the way that we act? You know, our own physical goof. How does our neshama affect that?
Because there is a concept: mitzvah yiras mitzvah, avil yiras avil. So that doesn't mean, as it is superficially assumed, that if a person, Jew or non-Jew, does one good deed of generosity, of compassion, of chesed, of consideration, so that allows a whole train of mitzvahs by himself. But it allows, it says, a train in mitzvahs by everybody else. Not only everybody else's neighbor, but even the one who is far away. If I do a mitzvah here, it sets in train sounds of light and sounds of waves, even Australia or South Africa, the Middle East, India, and the Magid Mishorim, the Bais Yosef, wrote a book, Magid Mishorim. The Bais Yosef, in the Shulchan Aruch and Bais Yosef, he was a big passion. He all of a sudden becomes a priest. But he was not crazy. He says, one night, while he was sleeping, an angel appeared to him and said, "Listen, Bais Yosef, you were so proud when you composed the Bais Yosef on the truth, that you felt so proud, because it really is a magnificent chibur. You know how much tears the Bais Yosef shows in those days before the print was invented. Shuvas, Ashkenazim, Sephardim, manuscript. You know, when I have to read a manuscript of one letter, I have such difficulty. I have to use a magnitude vessel. And I can decipher because the script is very twisted. And he, in the dark, before they had electric, before they had gas, just candles, so he had to go over everything. And the angel said, "Why are you so proud?" So I said, "After all, I worked so hard on the chibur. Why shouldn't be proud? I'm collateral cool." So he said, "Don't be proud. Go to this medresh, it was already 12:30, and there you'll find two youngsters. One youngster is 90 years old. The other youngster, it was on the sugya of Nide, Daf Lamed Aleph. He's 70 years old. And then no one will be there because everybody will have finished Ma'ariv. We finished Ma'ariv at 5 o'clock. So he went there. It was deserted. But at the end of this letter, in the corner, he saw two monsters. So the youngster, who was 70 years old, said, "I don't understand. The sugya in Nidina Flamel, it was the same kasha, the same difficulty that baffled Rabbi Yosef Karo, the goyim, the genius, the Bokin Kolatzer Kule, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Gein, Shein, and so on." So the youngster was 90 years old and mended. Look how you are not concentrating on Torah. You read Torah as it can be enough. It's not enough. You have to concentrate to your utmost. The pshat is so and so. So how is it? Oh, that's delicious. So then you have to take another cursory glance of our whole town. So we don't have shasa. We don't have shasa lasers, but seen some of both lasers. So you have to meet one until he encountered the glory in the Nesher Omarov. Lomoli Kosrachmono, La Vigesel, La Vigneve, La Vesha. Hello, the Hazel Holo Bishnilam. Oh, he says. So he take out this one and replace it with the love of Hisham. That's all. Okay, finished. Yes.
What does the Rav hold about the Elim that we have today?
What?
The Elim that we hold today.
Is it you heard only yesterday about Elim? I heard Elim about 50 years ago.
He wants to know about Elim today.
It's humility. I'll tell you the truth. I am not going to be here until the end of January, but I'll bring you Israel's cup on February 1st. I don't know. When is the Tuesday of February? It's a leap year now.
February 4th.
I'll bring the research back and you'll see it. Okay. Yes?
Is there a mucker for upshare?
Ah, this nonsense. We adopted it from the Svad. The priest go off. He observed, so he was invited one time on Abena to make the first cut, so he refused to go. And even though that happened to be his father, a very rich man who supported the Miska Yeshiva, he said, no, I don't believe in nonsense, superstition. Tommy T, my Shemelech. You have to believe in the Rebbeinu Shel, not in superstition. That's for going. Yes.
Someone was in a car crash and he died. Someone was in a car crash and died.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen,
and there's another person in a hospital, he needs an organ. And since this man died, can they take one of his organs and give it to him?
Of course. It's Pituach Nefesh. There's no Yisrael Nivu HaMes. Yes.
Are you allowed to use a water pump on Shabbos?
A water pump on Shabbos?
Well, you mean hot water for this?
No,
so,
outdoors.
Cold is no problem.
No, but like
hot water for
this. If it's outdoors,
pump, a water pump.
Hot or cold?
A cold water pump.
So what's the problem? Because when it replaces, let's say, 10 ounces of cold water, so it's immediately replaced by hot water. So what's the melacha in hot water? It's only cold. The cold water is ultimately heat. No, it's not heated. Hot water comes to the very outset.
Hey, Josh.
Can you give your secretary a Christmas present?
I can do it.
Can you give a secretary a Christmas present?
Chas v'shalom. If they plan to give you, you are the owner of a giant building, and the Christian servant puts up a Christian present, you're not allowed chas v'shalom.
No, can you give a secretary a present for Christmas?
Oh, money!
Or any present?
Well, covered God, why not? But not the Christmas tree, chas v'shalom.
No trees. Don't give her any trees.
Okay. Yeah.
That was
it. Yeah. ritual, say Kaddish, and all about the
Oh, he wants to know if you're in shul and everyone's there are a lot of people saying Kaddish. So who do you say amen to? Who do you say amen to? Does it make a difference?
Everybody.
You have different people saying a different
time. One says, Yishma Rabbo, 2 minutes later.
Yes, you say amen.
Later
too. You say Yishma Rabbo again too?
Unless it's partial, when Yosef told the Tsar Hamashkin to tell Paro that he was the one that told him.
What?
Wasn't that, then he was punished for it by Hashem.
What did he ask him?
Yosef last week, when he told the Tsar Hamashkin to tell Paro about him, and then Hashem punished Yosef for doing that, wasn't... He was just
doing all this
for Yosef. For
what did
Hashem punish? For when he sent to the Tsar Mashkim to mention him to Paro.
And the Tsar Mashkim, the Tsar Mashkim was an ungrateful person, but not has to show him he's a tzaddik.
The Medrash. You're talking about the Medrash
and
Mashkim?
No,
because
a lot of the
Persians
say that Yosef was punished for this.
No.
Oh,
the Rashi, the Medrash
and Rashi.
Because he relied on himself. Right.
So what's
that? Don't rely on the giving. Don't rely on the promises made by President Clinton to send us the motto, send us the Lieberman, and send us the Moynihan from New York that Jonathan Pollard will be released within half a year because I'll keep telling
you. But shouldn't we do everything in our power to do whatever we feel is necessary?
The question is, but shouldn't we do whatever we can practically to get what we want?
Peaceful way, not has to show him to call Clinton that he is a liar. The way he's shot by some people, that he's a liar in respect to Headwater.
How come Yosef didn't tell Yaakov right away that he was alive?
Because he waited till the brothers were betrayed. He knew the tshuva is coming. Because he had a dream, you know. The Shemesh v'Areach Tosho k'chovi v'mishtach v'Yakov shomar
sadom. How did Paro know that Yosef's dream, Yosef's interpretation of his dream was the right one? Like
because
the one
he dreamt, he beheld in the dream the interpretation. So he thought, Chalim Shovi Labeo. But when Yosef told him the same thing, he knew that this dream had the spark of Nebuah.
Yeah,
all right.
What
was
the name of Shavas?
It's
in Kabbalah. So why do we call
it
Gzeir Shavas? Why
don't
we just say it's Kabbalah?
So if Gzeir Shavas have a Masorah to them, then why do we call them Gzeir Shavas? Gzeir Shavas, right? So they come to Kabbalah, right? Right?
Yeah, well,
so
there's a sefer by Rav Shimshon, the sefer HaKisus, one of the Hashem, he says that the Kabbalah is only the disposit and disposit are to be used from each other. But in respect right item, the Kabbalah doesn't say so that they have to conceive mid item. Yes. You don't have to stand up. There's something.
On Shabbos, not playing ball or doing anything like that, but
only in the chayim.
But ping pong, table tennis.
For children, it's okay, but not for grown-ups. For inventory, especially, it's not nice. Yes.
How come Paro made Yosef second in command for interpreting his dream?
Well, Paro, why did Paro put Yosef as second in command just for interpreting his dream?
Why not? tell him you are the emperor and I'm resigning, I'm retiring.
But he means why you put him in such a high position just for...
Because he's the most, the biggest intellectual and the biggest political scientist to prevent a famine.
Hanukkah, are you allowed to if you work pretty late? Can you light a menorah in your work, assuming there are people Jews there? You can be Yotze and not have to light a home at all?
In this city today, it's never called for a gomashuk.
No, but in your work.
Can you do it in the office, not in the house?
Why not?
And you would be Yotze and not have to light it all in your home later?
That's right. Which is why you will have to light a Hanukkah candles before he comes off. Or we can wait until he comes off.
Is this true of... Even if there are no Jews passing by? Are they the only Goyim?
So for the nearby, it's still be personal reason.
They'll be saying in the office if there are no Jews.
No.
Does any type of coffee need a hashkacha? Does coffee need a
hashkacha? Coffee. Well, maybe because of the tailoring where they dump boiling water, so if it's within 1 week less, within 24 hours, so there's an issue of time to eat.
You're talking about in the jar or when you go to the store? Get the coffee made. What's the question? In a jar. But in the jar, are you saying in the jar itself? You need a hechsher?
So no, it doesn't.
Person
like Hanukkah,
right?
If
that is not
there and
there's like no relative
to the flight there, he's
taking
what?
A plane flight to Israel.
What?
And
he's
taking a plane flight at 3 o'clock, which is in the afternoon.
3 o'clock in the afternoon, too early.
And what
I mean, Shkia is 4:30.
Right, he's taking it at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, too early.
No, but then he's flying. You go on with the question.
He has to.
What?
And he's going to Israel, right? And it's going to take him, by the time he gets here, it'll be too late to light. When should he light?
So you should appoint his shliach to light one.
You can do that?
Yes, sure. He's to light in 7 o'clock in the morning.
You buy the non-kosher store coffee. You don't see what's in there. And people come, a lot of people in the morning.
But the coffee is cooked, boiled,
and
in a special pot.
It's boiled, and they cook the coffee, they give it to you.
It's
you
special pot, it's all right. It's all right. I drink tea on the plate.
No, it's not a kosher store.
Can you, now he wants to know whether you can buy coffee made in a non-kosher store. Right?
Right, 7-Eleven.
At 7-Eleven.
Special pot.
Do they have a special pot? Do they have a special pot for the book?
Probably special.
So then it's okay?
Okay.
You said that Yosef had the embodiment of the four different types of leaders.
Yeah.
So how was that?
Because he was a homoethicus. And then he was a homoscientificus. Because you can see the plan of real socialism. Socialism. That will be for the welfare of the whole race in the Middle East. And they're almost scientific because this plan, you know, was socialized, socialist, so it's a tremendous thing.
Does tea need a heksher?
Does tea need a heksher?
Tea?
Tea.
No. For Pesach.
Are there
secular
subjects in
Shabbos? There's vitamin E, yeah. You have kosher vitamins, but you don't need it.
Are there secular subjects on Shabbos?
What?
Secular subjects on Shabbos?
Only the Rambam asks. But all other rishayim on that. Especially if you have a test, you should do it.
And a Jewish doctor, you would call on Shabbos to say the garden?
Yes. The Rambam says no, but the Ramban and Rabbi Yehine say yes, even if he's a Nagume Rosh.
And we know that.
Like a Nazi. But if there is evil, so since it will arouse ill will, so then it's mutter. Your Ramesh Feinstein was Matia, you know, the Hadi Hatzole group, to Michal Shabbos, even for going, who are showing in Tesemant.
A few weeks ago, the Rebbe said that studying for a test on Shabbos was not hachana, right? So what exactly is hachana on Shabbos?
Hachana means you prepare an object, but when you prepare yourself, it's not hachana. Let's say you intend to give a shiur on Sunday morning, so you study the sugya in kedusha on Bo'obas, then it's hachana. You prepare yourself, not prepare an object.
But let's say you're going on a trip after Shabbos, you can't pack.
You can't pack, because then you're making an object for
us. So, according to that, would you be able to read, like, advertisements?
No. Would you be able to read advertisements for things, like, to acquire on Chol, on Shabbos?
Not even stocks.
If you want to be an astronaut and you are in outer space, there's like no day and night, so how would you know when to daven and when to be Shabbos?
You draw a line.
What?
You draw a line. And that line, if on Earth below it is Shabbos, you daven the Shabbos. If below the spot where you are, it's Chil, you daven the Chil Kishmas.
Same thing with the time, same thing with times as well, the chakras. And
that's right.
But,
and the same is true of the international datelines.
When you're on a space trip, I imagine you'd usually have to like work it constantly so that nothing like will malfunction and you'll like be okay. So would it be pikuach nefesh?
What did you ask for? What did he ask for? What did he ask?
You know, he wants to know if you're the actual. He wants to know if you're the actual pilot. Are you putter from davening? Because of pikuach nefesh.
How to drive on
Shabbos? Can't drive on Shabbos. Can't be a pilot. Yeah.
What exactly is Kabbalah?
Kabbalah is mysticism. Mysticism.
In the army, are you allowed to fight on Shabbos? Like, or are you allowed to train?
In the army, can you train? In the army, can they train for fighting on Shabbos?
If you're not excused, you have to do it. But if you can get permission to be released on Shabbos, so then you have to try to get permission.
Like vitamins and like certain medicines, like Tylenol. They have like gelatin, like in their gel caps. So gelatin, not kosher, and where they have some other
but
animal
gelatin. Is not real gelatin. It's only bottom decision now.
But the gelatin, that's the Ramani.
The Ramani, so you should buy kosher vitamins.
If it has like other animal derivatives, you don't actually chew it, you just swallow it.
The animal derivative is probably very hard. So he was matured. On the contrary, the Rav of the, I forgot his name, the Rosh of the Bar Rabbonim was matured, but Rav Yoshuni answered it.
So if it just has, you can actually get enough. Chew it. You're just gonna swallow it. It's mutter.
So if it has an animal, if it has an animal derivative, and you're just gonna swallow it without chewing it.
Without chewing it, you have no idea it's mutter.
Is it preferable to get a kosher one then?
Why not?
Where's the exact place where you're allowed to cut your pipe? Is it like at the bone?
But where do you have to keep the pace at the time?
The Rambam says, "Yamadnu midirei chachamino, she shira pace rosh yabuim shalas." So if as long as you live 40 hairs, but you're allowed to make them shorter, so it's okay.
You must know how far down over here.
Up to this bone. Up to the bottom of this bone.
Like the bottom of the rock.
Could you be in the Hashlo Bono from outer space? The Hashlo Bono. Yeah, if you see them any time during the morning, you see the outer space, you can actually see it. Exactly at the same time as Earth, or any time during the morning.
If it don't kill it. Rebbe, but you don't know what kind of coffee they're putting in there, Rebbe. You don't know what brand coffee they're putting in there.
Okay.
Yeah,
Amen.